Hi, everybody, and welcome to Mecha Dragon, a podcast about all the geeky and nerdy stuff you love. Brought to you by Captain Geek and the Dark Nerd. I'm your Captain Will.
And I'm your nerd, Jess.
Today, we are talking about Avengers Endgame. Oh, the time has finally come. So we are, in this episode, we're going to go into a non-spoiler review of Avengers Endgame. So we are not going to say any spoilers in this one. And then immediately after this, we're also going to be uploading our spoiler review episode. So they'll be up at roughly the same time, but this one is the non-spoiler review. It's probably not going to be terribly long. We're going to get into so much more of a discussion in the spoiler discussion.
Who boy are we?
Yeah, so... without further ado, let's get right into it. So, Jess, what are your general non-spoiler impressions of Avengers Endgame?
Oh, man. I saw it yesterday, and first 2 minutes of the movie just floors you, you know? And from then on, it's just a roller coaster of emotions, and it's all the characters you've been waiting to see together. And the way they fit together is not exactly how some people have planned or expected to see it, but it Marvel did a fantastic job. Russo Brothers did a great job bringing this story together and really delivering a fantastic end to this 22-movie saga. I was blown away, honestly.
So was I. And I have to say, I think this is one of the best movies they've made.
Oh, easily.
I think it's got to be in my top five.
Yeah.
It's got to be in my top five. I can't believe it. So my review of this movie is overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to think of how to even talk about it without spoiling anything at this
point.
Well,
let's start with your theater experience.
Oh, yeah. So I went Friday night, which is, you know, technically opening night, although there was all kinds of special screenings early in the week. Including down in LA here, I think it was at the convention center near downtown. They had a big, huge opening, and the Russo brothers were there, and a couple people we know out here got to go down and meet them. Unfortunately, I had to work. When I went on Friday night, I went to the Arclight Cinema in Santa Monica here, and there was a lot of people there. And I tell you what, the concessions workers looked really run down. the girl waiting on us, you know, getting our drinks and everything, she said that before the showing that we were even going to see, which was at 9:45 p.m., they'd had like 400 people through there.
Oh, man.
Just since she'd been there. So, I mean, and you know what? Endgame is absolutely crushing it at the box office. So
to this moment,
it's made $1.2 billion worldwide. That's just opening weekend, and Sunday ain't even over yet.
Right.
We're recording this on Sunday the 28th. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I would not be surprised if this ends up going over $3 billion, actually, total worldwide throughout the course of its, you know, theatrical
release.
Well,
you know it's going to be in theaters for 2 months, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be pulling in money like mad. Like I mentioned before, it's going to make more money than some countries will.
Yeah, and it's I actually posted this on our Mecha Dragon Instagram, but the movie theater that I went to, the Arclight, every single screen except two was a Marvel movie. It was all Avengers Endgame except there's one screen showing Captain Marvel, and then there was two other movies playing. But that's it at the whole movie theater on Friday night.
Yeah.
It was like at least 7 screens playing Avengers, and and everybody was really excited about it. You know, even like the cash, you know, the people working concessions were like eager to see it and everything like that. It's just you could feel the energy in the air. You know,
mm-hmm.
Was that the case for you when you went on Saturday?
Yeah, we went Saturday right around lunchtime at noon, and we went to Boardman here in Ohio, the Midwest. Probably not as large of a turnout, but the show was sold out, and the theater we were in was packed. You know, people were there early. People were lining up. You could, like you
and
said,
you're talking about a Saturday matinee, right?
Right. Yeah, this was at noon. You know, mm-hmm. So there was a bunch of people, and they said they were sold out basically through the whole weekend. And even Salem, which is a much smaller town, I saw that they were posting that they're sold out also through the weekend. So even small wow. town here, small town America here in the Midwest, sold out across the board, all the theaters. So this is a massive movie.
It was pretty amazing.
Ended up being a massive movie.
And as you know, I went to go see it again this morning. I went to a really early showing, right. 8 o'clock. And I tell you what, I have never seen as many people standing in line at concessions at 7:30 in the morning as I did today.
Right.
Everybody yeah.
who
being there to
see Endgame. Who eats popcorn before lunch, you know?
Right. Right. So it's just been kind of surreal. So, okay. So just let's talk about the movie some more in a non-spoilery way. So they were very, very much, you know, wrapping up the last 10 years of storytelling in a way that was very satisfying. I mean, I felt that they did justice to all of the characters, you know. Mm-hmm. Each character was on a very specific arc.
Right.
You know, I don't know how many other people did this. I'm sure a lot. But I went through and actually watched all the other movies leading up to this one. Starting at the beginning of the month, I watched one a day. And the last right. the last one that I watched was, you know, before this was Infinity War. And I watched that like on Wednesday. And then I went to go see it on Friday. And it was just kind of amazing to see so many threads from the previous movies, you know, weave themselves into this sort of final chapter of these first three phases of the MCU. And
right.
so I was very happy with what they did with all the characters. Every single one of them, I think. I can't think of like any real big missteps that this movie made, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, I feel pretty much the same. I feel they had a lot of work to do going into this movie with all the different characters and all those, their own particular story arcs. And I think they nailed it, bringing them all in. A couple of them I felt I would have liked to see a little more from certain characters, mm-hmm. but, mm-hmm. you know, everyone showed up. And like I said earlier, some of them showed up in ways we totally were not expecting.
Yeah, I think that I do have a couple minor quibbles with it that
right.
I can't really say exactly what it is because I don't want to spoil anything. There's a couple little quibbles I have, and then there was definitely just a couple, just maybe like one or two or max three things that I would have liked to see a little bit more of. But on the other hand, mm-hmm. I mean, they already had a movie that was like just over 3 hours long. So how much more can you really pack in there?
Right.
I also think that it didn't feel like 3 hours to me. It didn't feel like it went on forever. Like, you know, I was worried. It's like, oh, you know, my bladder is going to make me want to pee like halfway through the movie. I was very careful about how much I drank before I went in. So right. thankfully that wasn't an issue. But wow, it was like very well paced.
Yeah, there was the highs and lows. They were spaced out, but there wasn't really a slow point in the movie. I mean, each scene was moving the storyline further, I thought.
But that's not to say, you know, that it was just back-to-back action scenes. It really wasn't.
No, not at
it
all.
It definitely kept things moving along in a lot of different ways that were interesting and kept your attention. And there was a lot of heart to this movie, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You could tell that the filmmakers and the actors really respected the characters, and they really put their heart and soul into this movie. And it shows.
Yeah. And it's such a massive undertaking, too.
Massive.
You know, massive all the undertaking work they put into it.
I mean, how much money did they spend just on paying all the stars that appeared in this? Like, how many movie stars? Oh, God, everybody was in it, you know, basically.
I'd say they probably paid at least $1.2 billion. They probably haven't made a dollar on this movie yet.
No, they definitely have. I bet you the production budget was in the neighborhood of, like, I don't know, $200 million.
Oh, easily.
Even if it was $100 million more than that, which I find to be unlikely for this one movie. My God, they've already made $1.2 billion.
Right.
They're making a lot of money with this movie. So what else can we really say without getting spoilery about it?
I had no problems at all, you know, with any of the acting. Obviously, these are all actors that are playing characters that are well-known both to us and them. So there's really not much to go into about that, I wouldn't say. The acting was exactly what we expected from it. The storyline, of course, was totally out of left field for half the time. A lot of things they really did. They kept us surprised with what they did with the storyline.
Well, I gotta say, I'm really glad that they took such pains to keep things under wraps for as long as they did.
Right.
You know, and you get a little, this is maybe a leak here, and, you know, like a toy with a detail here that makes you wonder about this, and, you know, maybe there's like a set photo that turns up or something, but you really don't know what any of it means until you go and actually see the movie.
Yeah, you don't see how it fits in the puzzle.
Yeah, and I really want to find, like, I really want to analyze a bit further and, like, talk about maybe some stuff in it that wasn't as good as maybe you want it to be or was disappointing. But I have to say, I can't think of anything really disappointing in this movie.
No, like we mentioned yesterday, we're trying to figure out what we rated it. And I'm having, you know, like you said, very minor quibbles, but it's kind of hard to really pinpoint anything about this movie that's not fantastic, you know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, there was...
When you walk out of the theater, you're just... Still kind of have your hair blown back.
Yeah. There was some humor in it. There was definitely some funny moments, but it wasn't like a yuck fest, you know? It didn't turn into like just a string of goofy jokes in the middle of like some terrifying moment, you know, or anything. And I was a little bit worried that it might devolve into like goofiness at the wrong times, but I think that they kept the tone of this movie pitch perfect in like every moment, and I feel kind of terrible not having any you know, more criticisms of the movie, but I think that they just really hit this one out of the ballpark.
Yeah, and like I said, you've seen it three times, so you know, the first time you're just whoa, and then the second and third times you're like, all right, well, have you seen it your third time yet, or have you just seen it twice now?
No, I saw it three times. That wasn't the plan originally. I probably would have seen it twice over the weekend, but with the whole fiasco on April 2nd when the tickets first went on presale, and like Fandango and AMC kept crashing so much, me and my wife were trying to get tickets at the same time, and it just so happened that we ended up with tickets for
you both
Friday,
succeeded
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, we both succeeded. So I'm not complaining. I really enjoyed the movie. If it hadn't been as good as it is, I probably wouldn't have gone to see it a third time this weekend. I would have given the tickets to somebody else.
Right. Yeah, my kids, they were blown away when they saw it, and they weren't exactly thrilled with it at certain points, and both of them walking out of the theater said, "I don't ever want to see that movie again."
When was this? Infinity War?
Oh, this was Endgame. They're like, "I don't want to see that again." And then, like an hour later, like, "No, I changed my mind. We need to see that again." You know, there's just they were just. I mean, there's just a barrage of emotional, you know, stuff going on in that movie, and they were just blown away, and they had to, you know, regroup and get their footing back and be like, okay.
I will say this, the stakes in this movie felt very real, very real. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to accidentally spoil anything, but it, you know, there was just a weight to it. You know, there was, I mean, there was massively awesome, nerdy, geeky, superhero, amazing comic book stuff in it. But there were also really, like, personal moments that had so much dramatic heft to them. There are a lot of moments that didn't, like, hold your hand through the emotional experience with music, right?
Right.
There were definitely some silences in the movie that were well-earned, or if not silences, you know, quiet moments. That were really well earned in this movie, I think. Not only from the many events of this movie, but because of what they earned through like the last 21 or 22 movies.
Yeah.
You really feel like this is like a capstone to the end of like one enormous story. In fact, one of the cool things about this movie is that it really felt to me more like an epic, like, comic book crossover major event, like some annual major event, than any other one I can think of.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of other Marvel movies that I enjoy, but it just felt like some big, it really felt like, I mean, there were parts in this movie that were so crazy and so surreal that, like, that's the kind of stuff that you only see in comic books until now, really.
Yeah, like I said, it was an epic sprawling adventure, more like a Lord of the Rings movie, you know, it was just, or even Game of Thrones, just the way all the different pieces of the storyline are coming together and all the different characters are meeting up and doing everything they can to, you know, take on the evil of Thanos.
You know, more than one person has commented to me that this felt similar to Lord of the Rings in a way, in that it had a very, you know, emotional, very sort of epic ending.
Yeah, and such a grand scope, you know.
A grand scope to it. That's what I'm trying to say. So I think we're getting towards the end of really what we can say without spoiling things. So why don't we say how many... Yeah. How would you rate this movie, Avengers Endgame, out of 10, let's say Infinity Stones? I would say out of 6 Infinity Stones, but that,
out of six,
that's a little weird. Let's go out of 10 Infinity Stones.
That screws the math all up.
Yeah, that screws the math
all up. Out of 10, I'm gonna give it 9.5. Straight out of the gate. This movie did not hold back anything, and it hammered at us with all the emotions, all the action, and everything we were hoping to see out of it, and a couple things maybe we saw that we didn't wish we saw. But no, it was fantastic. 9.5 Infinity Stones for me.
For me, you know what? I think I'm going to give it a 9.7 out of 10.
Ooh, kick it up a notch.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, it took me a long time to process this movie. It's been on my mind all weekend since I first saw it. And my first impression was to say, God, it's at least a 9.5. But I think I'm actually going to give it a 9.7 out of 10. This was a movie like I've not seen before. And I've seen a lot of freaking movies. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this concludes our non-spoiler review and discussion about Avengers Endgame. We're going to wrap it up here just to be safe, not to give anything away. Again, overwhelmingly positive. And actually, on Rotten Tomatoes, it is a 96%.
Oh, they went right in between us, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah, so I guess technically,
what's the that's the critic review? What's the
92% audience score?
92 audience score.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So all right, well, thanks everybody for.
I'm happy with both of those.
Yeah. So am I. All right, well, thanks everybody for checking out our Avengers Endgame non-spoiler review and discussion. We should be uploading almost at the same time here our spoiler discussion of the movie, which we're going to get a lot more in-depth than this because there is a lot to cover, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
So until next time, everybody, thanks for being with us. And I'm your Captain Will, signing out.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. You can catch us on Twitter at MechaDragonShow. You can sign up for our podcast and subscribe on mechadragon.net. And I'm your nerd, signing off. Later.
Later. Our music is Overworld by Kevin MacLeod from incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.